Wake up with Jen and Tim.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We are going to warm up overnight. 60s tomorrow. Going to get more rain. Finally. Hardly had any yesterday. Rain all day. So there we go. But it's spring. Spring, you expect that. That's why when we list the favorite to least favorite seasons, and I understand, like, I think fall is beautiful. I would vote for summer. You and I argue that. And trust me, of those two seasons, I don't think there is a loser. as far as voting, right? That's great. But I can really push, and I don't say that it's correct, but I can make an argument that winter is better than spring because spring should be renamed slop.
Yeah, it is so much. And you know what I had to do? I had to order new windshield wipers because the sound mine are making are driving me bonkers.
You need a video of that. Give
do
us,
you ever
give
have
us
a like that? That is a terrible noise. You know when it's just like smearing and it's loud?
It's the
worst. Oh my God, it's the worst. And you can't turn the wipers off. Like, I was ready to just drive in the rain to not have the wipers on. So I ordered new wipers.
Is it a dry windshield? Is that why it's doing it? It's just time for a replacement.
It's probably time for a replacement. Yeah. I've had my car almost 3 years.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you've had the same wipers?
Yeah.
That's an endorsement. Tell everybody the brand of your wiper.
Why? How often are you supposed to change them?
I'm not a mechanic, but I think you got your $20 out of each of them or whatever the price point was.
Yeah, so I got to pick up the new ones today.
I'm afraid to ask the last time you got an oil change.
I do that. I just never did the wipers.
A what change?
I don't know what. What is that?
That is, please, let us all know what that is. And then if there could be a video with the horrendous noise, that would even be better.
I will get you a nice horrendous noise video.
Jenny Tip Show, Cleveland Star 102. Stevie Ray joining us in studio for In Case You Missed It. So what's going on, Stevie Ray?
Well, there's a lot happening in Cleveland this weekend. Right. And I'm just going to run over some of the big ones. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, John Mayer's coming to town for his solo acoustic tour. He'll be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tomorrow night.
I want to know how that's selling, by the way. I was asking Jen off the air, and I'm not saying it didn't sell or it sold out and people are in the streets. I don't know.
Well, John Mayer hasn't been to downtown. Tickets are still available for $49 at Ticketmaster. So
how about that?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're good seats or not.
Who's going to that show?
I would love to know. I haven't heard anyone going.
Lima.
216. Yeah, I was just going to say, Anthony Lima from 92.3 The Fan. He's going. I don't know if he's happy about it, but he's going.
He didn't seem thrilled.
I wonder if Carmen, I think Carmen's off the rest of the, I think he's off today. But I wonder if our brother station, if Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima are using John Mayer rejoins into the news about their new wide receiver, the Browns and Cavs news.
I don't know.
Say what you need to say.
92.3 The Fan.
That'll really hype you up.
All right, so he's coming to town. People are excited
That's
about that.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And then you can also check out the Fan Expo Cleveland at the Huntington Convention Center. So if you're a fan of comics, sci-fi, horror, anime, or gaming, this is the event for you. Celebrities like Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, Zachary Levi from Shazam, and then a lot of actors from The Office are going to be there, so pretty cool.
Yeah, that's big. They always have great shows. I mean, it's top of mind because we're downtown. I get that. But it's always one of those. I think we talked about the IX Center a lot just because the Ferris wheel was gone and there was other things going on with it. And was it going to reopen? I mean, that was a question for months, if not
almost a year, I bet.
Yeah, sure. So we focus on that. But that's a great venue here downtown.
They have a lot of cool events there. But you could still go to the IX Center this weekend for the Cleveland Home and Remodeling Expo. It starts today. It runs through Sunday. There's more than 225 exhibits. You can get some fresh inspiration and renovation tips. And you could also check out the laundry guy, Patrick Richardson. He's on HGTV and Discovery Plus. He's going to make an appearance on the main stage Friday and Saturday.
And our show just after 7 o'clock this morning. I can't wait. Very exciting.
What's some scoop he's going to give us? What's one thing?
We are all using way too much laundry detergent.
Okay.
If you're using the measurements on that cup they give you, it's way too much.
So why do they give us that cup?
I don't, because they're trying to sell more product.
Of course they would. If you use more, yeah, right. If you use more, that's probably the case. I've thought about this even recently that even in a recipe, right? Like, do you need as much XY? Sometimes, yes, clearly you do, as it meshes with the other ingredients. I get that. But sometimes you're looking at it like, do I need 7 sticks of butter for those cookies?
I know. You could cut the butter or cut the sugar sometimes. Yeah, big time.
You probably cut a little
bit.
Right. All right. Stevie Ray,
that's
nice
good
job.
Stuff.
coming up shortly. How long have you kept your windshield wipers? Jen's on 3 years, finally getting them replaced.
I didn't realize I should be checking them more often.
A lot of questions.
Turns out they make a lot of noise when you don't change
There's
them.
There's not really a check, per se. But if it's, you know, if they're wiping and they're removing no water, or there is a streak situation, or if you're turning them on and they go...
Like, yeah, that's what mine are doing.
Yeah, that's probably
every
the point in time.
Swipe, and it has been rainy, and it is so loud in my car.
We will we'll get to that because we need to know your brand that lasted 3 years.
Okay, we'll get into it
because I ruined mine. Mine, you know, if you pay an halfway decent amount, do you need to get the top of the end Rain-X kind? Maybe not. Maybe do. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they do last a long time. I don't know. But winter is because. You know, when you're not supposed to really turn the windshield wiper on, but you just want to test if it's defrosted enough.
What do you mean you're not supposed to turn it on?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you should.
No, I don't. Well, I turn them on at any time I think I need a swipe.
That's
of the
what
windshield.
I'm doing. But I know that there's other people that will turn the defrost on and they'll give the windshield a nice scrapey do and make sure all the residues. Me, I'm letting the windshield wipers do a little bit of work in the winter, and that's when I ruin them
big time. Maybe that's why mine make a noise. Apparently, I needed to change them more often. And then I didn't get those super fancy ones, but I didn't get real cheap ones. I think I went middle of the road.
Warm porridge, right?
Well,
smack
I
in the middle.
I would never say that, but sure.
Didn't you say that off the air? I got the warm porridge.
No. Nope.
Oh. Not the $3 ones that are good for about three swipes.
No, I feel like
not the $40. Nice warm porridge right in the middle.
I set it from like list price low to high, and the low was like 11, and the high was, I don't know, 40.
Oh, low was 11?
Yeah. Why? Is that not low?
I don't know.
I did like a $20.
Eggs
wiper.
Are $6, so I guess that's a deal on wipers.
By the way, the wipers don't come as a set. Did you know that? You gotta buy two. They don't come together.
Well, sometimes they're different sizes.
They are, but you would think they would sell like, you know, here's your Cavalier wipers. Here's a set. Here's a Ford. I don't know.
That's where you went? The
I don't
Cavalier?
Know. Here's your Ford
in
wipers.
The Bonneville.
Here's your Jeep wipers. This is a set of wipers. Here's your set of wipers. But no, it's not just $20. It's $20 per wiper.
Coming up next, correct. Coming up next.
I guess you knew that.
It's not a set. You're right. But that's a good idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
Well, why? It should be a set.
Whole wall of wipers for every year and every model and every make of car.
Well, yeah.
Okay. That's a thought. Do that.
That would be excessive.
Where is my car? Here's the year over here, Janice. That's a 2019. I've got a Ford.
Well, standardize it in some way or something. I don't know. Okay. Ed Sheeran has new music.
I like that you go to buy wipers every 3 years, and then you need to reinvent AutoZone just for your every three-year purchase. Everybody else has been doing it for years.
I know.
Jen's like, I need a section.
Well, I just don't think they're doing it right. Anyway, yeah.
You know what?
Apparently it's worked for a while.
Well,
I have thoughts.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran has a new single. It's called Eyes Closed.
I could see your wipers moving to this beat.
Oh, big time. They would add to the music right now.
Wipe. Wipe.
No.
Streak.
Not that gentle. Wipe. It's much louder.
It'll be another hit. What does he do wrong? What
like
does he
it.
Musically do wrong, Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. Did you hear yesterday? We talked about this yesterday. You
I
were off yesterday.
I was not listening.
Not that you were. I mean, did you hear the news? Ed Sheeran said he's going to release another album when he's dead, after he dies. So, like, he's working
deep
on it now. I know.
How do we know it's going to be relevant, and what's the musical landscape?
I don't know.
Who's the musical artist? Do they also have passed on? This is a lot, guys.
I know. Thoughts. This was one of the things we talked about yesterday on the show. By the way, his
sad I missed it. I should have been listening to my Odyssey app.
No,
I follow the show and also the station, don't you?
I'm not suggesting you should have been listening. I'm just saying, did you see this information come out yesterday?
Podcasts are there, too.
Okay. It will be on his new album, The Sum of It All. It comes out May 5th.
Welcome to Windshield Wiper Chat. Jen has kept hers for how long? You're due for new ones.
Since I've had my vehicle, I've never put on a new wiper. And I got it, it's like almost 3 years ago. And obviously it's been raining the past couple of days. It's been raining a lot. When you drive and it's raining a lot, you have to use your wipers a lot. And mine make a horrific sound every time they swipe. And it is driving me bonkers. Like enough to where I try to drive without them on. Bad idea. That rain really gathers up. So you still need to swipe them. So apparently I needed to change them more often than, 3 years.
There you go. My brother had a friend. This must have been back in high school. And she had a windshield wiper on the driver's side No windshield wiper at all. Nothing. Just the arm on the passenger side and had a massive scratch. Talk about shout out the Chevy Cavalier back in the day. On the windshield, just a nice arc, nice scratch arc.
Dug into the glass?
Why do you not put it on? She just didn't know how to put a windshield wiper on.
No.
And just left it off and left the arm scratch.
That is...
The entire windshield.
Awful. Oh, my God. I feel like that's worse than what I'm doing.
Anybody have their windshield wipers longer than 3 years? If so, what's the brand? Because we all need to know. Because you don't know the brand. The brand is that...
With the car. I don't know.
What's going to be amazing, I don't know if you have leased or if you're financing the vehicle, but whenever you, let's say you turn this in within the next 3 years for an upgrade or a different car, you're going to ask to keep those wipers.
I know.
Like, so here's my contingency on this trade-in.
I need the wipers
because I got another 2 years on these things.
Well, and I think when I put the new ones on, it's going to be such a significant difference. I'm going to think they are the best wipers of life.
Oh, we have somebody who maybe knows how long they're supposed to last.
Yes, you're supposed to change them beginning of fall and then the beginning of spring.
So Jen went beginning of fall, beginning spring, beginning of fall, beginning of spring, beginning of fall, beginning of spring, and then she changed them.
Yeah, they're very old.
It's going to be all rain theme songs for the next 10 minutes. I hope that's okay. Go with your windshield wipers. Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Windshield wipers, 3 years. You should get some type of award. I feel like I should buy you breakfast for keeping those windshield wipers that long.
I would always be annoyed by the sound, but it has now gotten excessive, and especially when it's raining, and it just makes such a terrible swipe. I can't wait to get the new ones put on because I feel like I'm going to think they are the most deluxe, delightful. And I only paid for like middle of the road ones,
yeah.
I think.
That makes sense.
I think they're going to be the most deluxe, delightful wipers of life.
Hey, any noise coming from those windshield wipers? Better than a rat in the engine.
It was a mouse, and it's like the mouse-iversary, by the way. It all popped up in my time hop yesterday.
Well,
right.
Congratulations.
Another car issue 1 year later. How about that?
Look at that. Just every March, something happening. windshield wipers, how long do you keep those on?
Every year, Tim. Every year.
Okay, so you're supposed to do it every year. I don't know why you're telling me. You got to tell Jen she's had them for 3 years.
Yeah, I guess that's too long.
Also, here's the question. Let's say she buys them from AutoZone, one of these places like that. They'll put them on for free, won't they?
Yeah.
That's fantastic because that's exactly where I bought them, and I'm going to go pick them up after the show today. So you're telling me when I grab them, they're going to be like, hey, ma'am, we can just pop these on for you.
Yeah, you just ask them to put them on.
Do you have to tip them when they put wipers on?
Ooh, good call.
No.
No.
I never have. I never thought about that till now. It's a service.
I'm in a tip panic all the time.
I've tipped for less.
If it makes you feel better, go for it.
Do you tip if they're putting those windshield wipers on? Star 102 plays more music while you work, always live on your free Odyssey app. It is the Jen and Tim Show Laundry Guy joining us at 7:10. Give us some advice. He's going to be in town, so that's great.
He's going to be in town today and tomorrow. He also is going to tell you why you're using too much laundry detergent. Like every single time you're using too much laundry detergent, it's making your clothes not get clean enough, which sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. He's fascinating. Have you ever gone down the laundry TikTok rabbit hole where you see like ways?
Dare you even ask me that? Of course not.
Yes, you have.
Now I will because your phone hears you and it's going to be all over my phone now.
Oh my gosh, but you get so many interesting tips.
And you just, it's worse. I've said it before. It's worse than a YouTube spiral. You get on TikTok, it's much quicker. It's every aspect of we're talking about laundry guy. We will have every aspect of doing your laundry to then. Oh, it's folding. Oh, that's a nice folding. Oh, that is great. To hanging them up, to doing this, to buy this fabric. To why does this one shrink?
Oh, yeah. Well, and he also both my children play baseball, and obviously baseball pants are white, which is ridiculous. He's going to teach us something I had never heard of. There's a laundry product I have never heard of. It's like $2, and this is what apparently we get out the stains from baseball pants.
Lori says, Jen, from one baseball mom to another, you need to power wash those pants.
The baseball pants? Power wash? Like with a power washer?
My son is now, I think what you do is you go, I don't know if you've been there, you probably have, where you can wash your own car. Instead of washing the car, you line up the baseball pants.
Oh, on the mat clips things?
Absolutely, on the mat clips. Uh-huh. You just power wash all things!
Oh.
I don't know.
My son is now. I would slice them.
They go shooting off.
Right.
My son is now 25, and I lost hours of my life scrubbing those pants before I was let in on that tip. Power wash.
That is an excellent tip. Thank you.
I think I actually have like a mini power washer from my father-in-law, if you would like to.
A mini? Four pants?
Maybe do some. I don't think it's. I think it was supposed to be for a deck of some sort.
Oh,
but
not a pant power washer?
A pant. Yeah, I don't know if they have a PPW power wash.
I could try it.
I don't know. We'll have to call Ace Hardware. So I'm looking. I know you sell power washers for, you know, items that are supposed to be power washed, siding and concrete and wood and whatever it is. I have a pant situation. I was wondering what pressure I need to.
Probably a light one.
You to can get really kind of a dirt and grass situation
slice
out of
this.
A cotton polyester blend.
Can you make that call, please? Because I would be embarrassed.
Too bad we can't ask the laundry guy that. We should have asked the laundry guy.
We're going to ask the laundry guy that. We're going to talk to the laundry guy. He's going to tell you why you're using too much detergent when you do your laundry. And he's going to tell you how to clean baseball pants.
Exactly. What items can be power washed? The laundry guy.
No, we're not asking him that.
We won't.
We're not asking him that.
He's got really good insight next.
Patrick Richardson is the laundry guy. You can watch him on HGTV, and you could see him today and tomorrow at the Cleveland Home and Remodeling Expo. Let's first start at a point where if people don't know who you are or what you do, explain who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Patrick. I'm the laundry guy. I believe that you can wash everything you own and that laundry's fun. So much so that I have a TV show and a book that kind of back that philosophy out.
Have you ever met anyone else that has said to you, you know what, Patrick, I agree. I think laundry is fun, because I don't.
Well, it's funny. I always say people come out of the closet, because people come to me all the time and tell me how much they love to do laundry. I think it's like some secret shame that a lot of people have.
Patrick, I find this stunning, but you say we're all using too much laundry detergent.
Everybody uses way too much.
So why do you think we're doing that?
You know, that there's so many different types of washing machines and they use different amounts of water. We just kind of have stuck with the numbers that, you know, are from the 70s. And in the 70s, a washing machine used about 30 gallons of water. And now your washing machine uses about 8.
Okay, so we're definitely using too much detergent. And I also hear we're not supposed to use fabric softener.
No, they're terrible for your clothes. You know, there was a big trend called laundry stripping. Did you see that?
Oh, not only have I seen it, Patrick, I've tried it.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then you know. The truth is, you're just taking all the stuff you didn't need. You know, it's kind of like when you use like a clarifying shampoo.
Yeah, yeah.
To get all the buildup off your hair, okay?
Yeah.
That's what laundry stripping is. You know, if you can strip your laundry, then you're just using too much.
Using too much what? Detergent?
Everything. Just too much. So when you start with detergent, you only need 2 tablespoons.
Oh, my God. That is such a significant difference.
Right. So, whatever detergent you have right now lasts you forever, because you just need a little bit. And when you use that, and when you finally get all the extra gunk off your clothes, then they're naturally soft, so you don't need fabric softener, and you don't need dryer sheets.
So, for me, I would say my biggest challenge, like, I have a son who goes to karate, and I have 2 sons that play baseball. It's always baseball pants. It's always my whites. But, I mean, on a regular basis, what's the solution? A, how do I get the stains out? And B, should I just use less detergent and they'll come out easier?
If you use less detergent, they will come out much easier. Yes, so much easier. And then, like, on the baseball pants, quite frankly, the idiot that decided to make baseball pants white.
Right.
Somebody just needs to slap him.
I know. It's the dumbest thing ever. They get so dirty. It's insane.
You use a brush, like a laundry brush, and a little bit of laundry soap, which comes in a bar.
Oh.
You get the brush wet and run it across the bar and build up lather. And then you scrub the pants. And what actually happens is the dirt comes up into the lather. And if you're using too much detergent, then there's like that coating on there. And it's making it harder for the dirt to come out.
Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, joins us on the Jen and Tim show. You're at the Cleveland Home and Remodeling Expo today and tomorrow. And what kind of questions will you be answering?
Whatever questions you have, I'm going to kind of tell you a faster, easier, more fun way to do your laundry. But you can ask any same question you want.
So what time can we see you this weekend? And do we have to pre-register and get a ticket?
You just need a ticket to the show. And, you know, I'm going to be there Friday at 2, Saturday at 11 and 3.
Patrick, it was so much fun talking to you today. Thanks for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Great talking to you. I can't wait.
So we talked to the laundry guy. Good scoop. Really good information there. Using way too much laundry detergent. Some of the things that you may never have known. That was great scoop. And you can actually see him this weekend as well.
Yeah, he's going to be at the Home and Remodel Expo. I think I could have talked to him for an hour just asking question after question after question. I love that he says if you go see him this weekend, he loves your questions. He wants to talk about stuff. He said if you even have a piece you want him to look at, he'll look at it for you.
That would be amazing.
I mean, these things, I don't know if you've ever seen his show. I haven't watched a full show, but I've seen little clips. He'll take like the most impossible stain from like a 1930s silk vintage shirt and get it out because he's just that good at laundry.
You wanted to get in on this. Please go ahead.
I have a really strong sprayer in my sink, but I use Self Naphtha. Starts with like an F.
Okay. Now, what's that do?
It really, like, I scrub, and then I just spray them off with my tank sprayer, which is pretty high pressure.
And that gets out the stains from baseball pants?
Yes.
Like, completely, or just, like, gently?
No. My kid always had the whitest pants.
And watching his show, and if I was going this weekend to ask a question, my question would be, and this is always kind of, I don't know if it's the running joke in the house, but I...
Oh, you're choosing your words, aren't you?
I've learned.
Oh, no.
Took me a couple of decades.
Oh, boy. Wow. I'm impressed. That's an improvement.
Jab. So, what
is it? Is something not getting clean enough?
No. It's super clean.
Are you using too much detergent?
No, it is.
You know what? I feel like maybe you shouldn't say what you're about to say. Whatever you're about to say, I feel like.
It is.
Maybe.
Shrinkage. I know if I purchase a shirt that after that wash, that initial wash, it now fits Zoli.
So when you wash your clothes, you shrink stuff.
I try not to put them in the laundry and just see how. You talk about your 3-year,
windshield wipers.
I try to not be dirty and filthy because I know after that initial wash. It is no longer Tim friendly.
Yeah. I see. Maybe you're using too high of a setting on the dryer, or maybe you shouldn't dry. Maybe you should air dry. I bet the laundry guy would have some good advice.
That's just something you could ask. Then I would say, then can you bring it back to life? Can you do a CPR to the shirt?
Oh, like and re-expand
regenerate
it?
Because you can. I remember seeing a video that you can do that.
No, maybe that's
you can bring that back
out.
If a shirt is shrunk and you can then expand the fabric and the fibers of it. That is genius.
That's impressive.
That is a whole new world.
Well, there you go. You going to take some of your shrunken shirts?
I would never dare.
The Ohio BMV opening express kiosks. They're self-service and a way to quickly renew your vehicle registration. You won't have to wait in line. Well, unless there's a line to the kiosk, I guess.
I don't know how they're going to speed it up. It's already a very speedy process.
You're lying. The stickers and registration card are printed out in real time. How cool is that? You don't have to wait for them to come in the mail. Good luck. Let us know if you use one.
This really, what has been more overdue? The downtown parking situation with the meters that you should have been able to pay electronically via card since, I don't know, 2010? Or the
BMV with the printable.
With literally anything else but what they've been doing for. I mean, you walk in. And I'm not, I mean, we've all been there, and this is they try to do their best, but it's like you're walking back to 1988. I mean, it's just like, and they don't even want to be, the workers don't even want to be there.
Yeah,
it's just.
This is going to be great because not only will they have the kiosks at the BMV, but they'll also have it at some retail locations in the state of Ohio as well.
Like Target?
No, I think like Discount Drug Mart. That would be nice.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah. Another reason to go to Target, I'll take it.
My picture has never looked better.
No, this is just for your registration and your stickers.
Kidding. Okay. Yeah. That's good. That'll be helpful. That'll be helpful to the workers too. Yeah.
Yes, it will.
I bet you forgot about this because I forgot about this.
What?
Jury duty Monday.
Oh, no. So you're going to be here or not?
I just got a text.
From jury duty?
Just, yeah.
What's it say?
All of the judges, jurors, are not to appear the week of Monday,
yes,
March 27th, as all of the trials have settled.
Yeah!
Yeah!
So you're out of it?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that automated text, City of Painesville.
Wonderful news. So you don't, it's not like, well, we might call you the next week.
No,
it's
I
like
think you're on. I don't know. I'd have to look back at the, you know how I am about reading the emails. That's why they go to you. I think I'm still on call for like a nice 3 months. Or 3 weeks or whatever the email said that I can't find. I'm still,
oh my Lord.
This is not that I'm free and clear, but at least this
You're
week,
free and clear for next week at least.
Oh.
Well, that's good. Oh, what? Is there more information?
No. They're a not to appear the week of.
Okay. Well, that's great, Timothy. Congratulations for not having to do it next week.
I was
going
to have to pick out a juror outfit, and I don't know what how am I a neutral. What do I wear? Beige? What do you wear on a jury duty?
Beige feels neutral, but also fashionable.
But also fashionable.
I mean, it might make you too fashionable.
That could be a flag.
I know.
Look at, he has fashion sense.
I know.
So what do I wear? I don't think that. Let's see.
And do you want to go comfy cozy? Because who knows if you're actually going to be selected on a jury. You might just be sitting in that room all day.
Shave head. Do I shave my head bald? Do I leave the stubble? Do I leave the beard? Do I then clean shave? Do I wear an ascot? What?
Yeah. Do you put in a pocket square? I mean, there's a lot of things you need to
consider.
Let's
say you went to court and you were to choose a jury. What should I wear? I'm kidding. I don't have to go this week. Thank goodness. By the way, all I can think about is fish fries now.
You going to a fish fry tonight?
I'm going to have to.
Do you know
where? I try to hit Great Scott as often as I can, but I might go rogue. I don't know. There's so many. The list is fantastic because it is your list. Please feel free to add to this list. You can find it, Jen and Tim Show at star102cleveland.com.
Are you going to go tartar sauce on your fish or malt vinegar?
I can't get past the smell of the malt vinegar. I just have an issue. Do you think that it smells? I don't say not the best. It doesn't smell great, right? Anybody love the smell?
It smells good to me because I want to eat. I want to eat it with my fish.
I think that it is a horrendous scent. So then I'm not going to then put that in my mouth. Just not going to
put it on the fry. Put it on the fish. Swirling around.
I feel like the sog settles in, and you got to hammer that fish pretty easily, pretty quickly. I mean,
well, yeah, you could just
situation. You dip.
You dip it. You don't.
It's a little fish
soak
sweat.
It.
Fish sweat. Is this too much?
Okay.
I don't want to have any fish sweat.
Fish sweat makes it terrible.
That was a 30-second answer. That I think I'm going tartar sauce. I think I'm going to do that.
Good choice.
Star 102 plays more music while you work, always live on your free Odyssey app. It's the Jen Tim Show. Stevie Ray joins us in studio. So a few minutes ago, I said 216-578. Does that count as saying it incorrectly? Because we're keeping track of the score because we have a newer number. What, 2 weeks old?
Maybe three.
I feel like three. Solid three, maybe four.
Okay, so 2 weeks old, 216-34.
This
kidding.
Is like you're a block away from the radio station. Or this, 20 minutes for men.
What accuracy?
It's definitely not accurate. It's definitely more than 2 weeks. Stevie's right.
216-343-1021. But a few minutes ago, I said 216-578, and I stopped. So I need to know a ruling on that. Does that count as being incorrect or no?
I say no, because you stopped yourself.
There we go.
Oh, good.
You caught it.
Look at that.
Sometimes you don't even realize you did it. That's the complete L.
Jen scratched her neck, texted away. She had no idea that.
No idea. Never. I never know when you do it because it sounds so natural to me.
I could have said, "Here's the we're doing the toss up. We need to contest it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. 7, 8, 9, 10.
That I would have noticed.
And she'd just been like,
"No, that I would have noticed. That one I would have. But when you say 5, 7, 8, it goes right over my head.
We had it for a long time.
Yeah, we had it for a long time.
Stevie Ray, thank you for the ruling.